Joe Nomutono's new album, Gurg, is really a reentry. You may have heard some of his music before, when he was known as Kidepo. But now, he's sharing his real name and real story of self-acceptance for the first time. But your name tag on, let's go. Joe Nomutono joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
And why were you using another name for your music previously?
I used the name Kidepo because it was a good way to hide.
And what made you change? Why did you want to do something different now?
I think, I was writing incredibly personal music, and all of my favorite artists, you really see them as human beings out in the world, and you can link this to their music. I didn't want to deprive people of the experience of, knowing the artist a little better when hearing my music.
Well, and let's not delay it, and begin to tell your story. Let's hear the song, The Low.
I've never had one bad dream about you. Not one, nowhere. I really can't take you to my mama. She couldn't bear.
Beautiful song. What can you tell us about it?
This is the last song that I wrote for the album. This song talks about a relationship I had while I was living in England, where I felt that I had to sneak around and hide this person from everybody in my life. Because I grew up in a very religious background, the Christian church. And even though everyone was so good to me, I hadn't come out to them yet in this way. And I was in a same-sex relationship. So I kind of did it behind everyone's backs in a way.
You grew up in Uganda, but you were born in London, I gather, and moved around a bit.
Yeah.
Can you help us understand what it was like for you to, on the one hand, realize something about yourself, but you didn't want to distance yourself from family and other people that you loved, and perhaps even a church that you loved? Just help us understand all the factors that were weighing in your life then.
It was interesting because I think right before this period of my life, I lived in New York by myself, and I'd made a whole new collection of friends, and so I was really allowed to experiment. When I went back to London and I was dropped back into the environments and the communities that I used to be in, I just didn't know how they'd react, because in my experience, everyone really, looked down upon people who, had a same-sex orientation. But I still wanted the freedom to experiment and see where I was with all that, because I was still discovering what it was to me. In terms of, the Ugandan side of it, there's a much bigger political conversation around that because, of course, years ago, there was a bill that they tried to pass to put, homosexuals to death. And of course, this just strikes fear into the heart of every man who might think that they love another man.
You wrote an essay for the Daily Beast.
I did.
In which you said you don't believe what you called the activist that Uganda deserves. What do you mean?
I think I'm not performative in the way that I feel like I need to march through the streets or anything. I do feel like I do need to exist. And as the artist I am, maybe existing as the artist I am will be enough, will be my contribution. I don't have anything further that I can do in terms of, emotionally, physically. Yeah. I don't know what else I can contribute to this cause.
I mean, your music can be very powerful and make a statement that and inspire and move and touch people in a way. I mean, maybe you don't call it activism, but it certainly makes people feel engaged and enlarges human understanding.
Of course, I definitely hope so, but I guess I didn't write that with that in mind. I didn't write the album with that in mind. I was just sort of trying to process what it was and what the truth of it was. and more for myself than anyone else.
Could you be that fine love? That 1949 love? That quiver in your spine, love? That summer wine, love?
So why are there so many love songs on this album when so many of them seem to have come out of a sense of pain or injustice or...
Why are there so many love songs? Good question. I think usually when I write a song, I want to get to the truth of the matter. And I guess the truth of the matter is I just want love like anybody else.
Yeah. How do you feel now that this album is out and people are listening to it?
It definitely feels like a graduation, like the end of a chapter, because I think it's taken so long from the genesis and the first song I wrote to this album to the very last one, maybe 4 years. I'm excited for people to finally hear it. I'm excited to move on after everything I've learned about myself after writing this. It's a great thing.
On that 1949 love, walk straight into the fire.
Jonah Mutono, his new album is GERD. Congratulations, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.